Doug and the Slugs and Eddie Cochran on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Vote day exactly 4 weeks from today. And then Toronto will have a new mayor. A record-breaking 102 candidates entered the race. Fewer than 10 have emerged as the frontrunners, if you believe the polls. And the latest surveys put Olivia Chow solidly on top. In fact, the gap between Chow and the rest of the pack widening. The top six candidates will square off in another debate this coming Wednesday, and they've all been on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, Olivia Chow, Josh Matlow, Anna Bailao, and Brad Bradford sharing their platforms and promises. Janie had a chance to speak with Mitzi Hunter on the weekend too, and today we welcome mayoral candidate and former Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders. Good to have you with us, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mark, it's a pleasure. And thank you very much for joining us so soon after your 9 o'clock announcement. For our Zoomer listeners, can you recap what you just announced?
It is the homeless strategy. And when we look at it, it's about people and restoring dignity. I think too many people take homeless and just blanket everyone into one, and it's not. We're dealing with so many issues. We're dealing with mental health. We're dealing with addiction. We're dealing with people who just lost their house and PTSD and a whole host of things. Understanding the causes as to why people have wound up homeless, providing the right resources, and then working out how to eliminate the encampments and having the wraparound entities that I'm looking about developing, so that we can really look at helping during the transition. Because the number one issue has been government has failed to provide the affordable housing. They have sat in our hands for a long time, which has caused this social issue, and we need to make sure that we build and build fast for all of these entities, but doing it properly will reduce the opportunities of the encampments just building up again.
Mark, what do you make of the latest polling numbers that show Olivia Chow's lead growing, and how do you close that gap?
Well, again, I think the fact that the more people that listen to what my platform is, it will resonate. I've been knocking on doors right across the city, and everyone has been talking about the concerns about public safety, especially transit safety, and how it's had impact on their lives and changed their behavior, as well as affordability. And, you know, within that affordability, you know, my bottom line when it comes to taxing is not to go above the rate of inflation. And I know that Olivia's is going to be significantly higher, but I have every confidence once people listen to the platforms, they will determine that it's about leadership and having experienced leadership making the key decisions for Torontonians.
Mark, Doug Ford, Ontario's premier, has made it no secret that you are his preferred candidate, that he will vote for you as a Toronto resident. What do you say to those Toronto voters who are unhappy with the premier, who say a vote for you is a vote for Doug Ford?
Well, a vote for me is about the future of Toronto. It's about making the city vibrant and a livable space that it deserves to be. I've lived in the city for 40 years. I've had my family and raised my family in the city, and I have served the public for 38 years, north, south, east, and west. What I bring to the table is experience, and each and every time, my best interest has always been about the city that I love and I care for. I will fight for Toronto tooth and nail, but it's important to have a strong relationship with the provincial and the federal government. I will have that relationship. Will help us move in the right direction. And listen, as chief, I worked with all levels of government. There may be times that there's agreement and disagreement. I understood its importance more so than ever right now. We have to work collectively in order to make Toronto the best and safest city to live in.
Tell us the first order of business when you're elected Toronto's new mayor. I know today you're talking about affordable housing, but is it the $1 billion budget shortfall? Is it our deteriorating infrastructure? What is it for you as Toronto's next mayor?
It's having a detailed look at the budget itself and looking at what the money has been spent on and what the outcomes have been, because there is no measured outcome. And I think that's one of the frustrating things. When we talk about affordability, value to dollar is so important, so key and critical. But transit safety, the subway issue is big, number one. Building and making sure that we get rid of the shortage that is happening and causing homelessness is definitely top of mind as well. And working with the councillors, we all will have commonalities. We all will want to move this thing forward. And I'm sure that after lots of conversation, we'll be able to align on what needs to be done.
Toronto mayoral candidate, former City Police Chief Mark Saunders. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you guys so much.